This is Radharas Serenity class, wrapping up this verse, discussion on verse 128. We've been hearing about Radharani's amazing fear of being separated from Krishna, although she's sitting right on his lap. And this is one of the waves in the ocean of her Leela Nidhi. Leela Nidhi means ocean. Shuddha Premaika Leela Nidhir. Leela Nidhir, ahaha. Mahatankam Ankastite. So we heard how Radharani fears the separation from Krishna, even though she's sitting on his lap, and her prema is so pure, and her leelas are oceanic. And we heard how she is the very form. Slight review: Radharani is the Murti; she's the form, the deity of Madhurya, and the deity of sweetness, and she's the deity of affection. Kripa Sneha Madhurya Murti, Kripa Sneha Madhurya Murti. The Radharani, she is the Murti, or form of sweetness, mercy, and affection. Then we heard also how millions of gopis, pranali, nirajita, pranali, pranali, ali means gopis, koti, pranali, koti, million, nirajita, millions of gopis, that pranali, the very life force of Radharani, her manjris and sakis, they're all worshipping Radharani, and so is Madhav. He's also worshipping. So now the last line of this verse, after describing the glorious qualities of Radharani's love and her mercy, affection, and sweetness, and how she's being worshipped, then the Sripad concludes his verse by saying, Sri Radha Mam Agada Amrita Rasabharate Kari Dasya Avishinchit. He says, O Radharani, karhi, karhi, when, I'm glorifying you, your wonderful glories of your love, your glorious love, your fear, your mercy, your affection, your worship, but when will I attain your service? This is his aspiration, his prayer, his goal. He's saying, everyone's worshipping you, Krishna's worshipping you, all the gopis are worshipping you, all the Brijvasis are worshipping you, Lakshmi Devi's worshipping you, all the celestial devis and Swarga and heavenly planets are worshipping you. Everyone's worshipping you. When will I get an opportunity to serve you and worship you? So then that's how the verse concludes. So that's basically it. It's a prayer for service, and a few notes we have based on the commentary is that one point is that it's mentioned in the commentary that there's a phrase that Prabhupada uses in Atmanam Manyate Jagat. Atmanam Manyate Jagat. Jagat means the world or universe. There's more phrase is there, Atmanam Manyate Jagat. That everyone, Atma means me, the self, everyone sees the world in terms of his mind. And their entire philosophies and ideologies in the world, where they say the world is in your mind. You are what you think. You are what you think. Well, you may be a rickshaw wala and think you're a millionaire, but you're not. So you're not what you think. You're a poor beggar in the street and you're thinking, yes, I'm driving a Ferrari, Rolls Royce, and wearing a gold watch, and I'm so rich, I live in a big palace. I'm thinking like this. But you sleep on the back of your rickshaw every night. So it's not exactly you are what you think. But you can become what you endeavor to become if it's the blessings of God and Guru and your destiny upon your head. So we're hankering. We want to become Radharani's servants. Lord Chaitanya has come to teach Raghunuga Bhakti. And our Gaudiya Vaishnavacharyas have written so much about serving Radharani in Amuda Vardasi, or Kinkari maidservant, Palyadasi. You can say Manjari. So this verse has so many others from the writings of Rupa Goswami Pad, Narottam Das Thakur, and Raghunath Das. They're all concluding with, when will I get this service? So I'm saying that Atmanam Manyate Jagat, everyone sees the world according to his own mental position. This is how we consider it. So this verse, the very beautiful line in this verse 128, says that Radharani is a Murti, For she's a Murti, and different people see Radharani in different ways. Just like you're a Murti. Murti means form. You're a form. Your mother sees you in one way, and your father sees you another way, and your husband sees you another way, and your teacher sees you another way, and your friends see you another way, and your girlfriends or those ladies that may be envious of you because of your wealth or beauty or style, the way you dress or whatever, then they see you in another way. They may look at you with envious eyes and or angry eyes, and then your mother looks at you with affectionate eyes, and your husband looks at you with loving eyes and caring eyes, and like this. So the same thing, Radharani is a Murti. It says, Kripa Sneha Madhurya Murti. So it's a very nice point, how we see the world according to our own mindset, the position of our heart. Some people are very happy. They're good. People are blessed by good karma. They have a very good outlook. Oh, he has a positive outlook in life. He's an up person. He's a positive person. Positive person with a very positive outlook. And some people are negative because of their destiny and their karma and the reality of life. Life is not all that positive. The opportunities and possibilities are positive if you take advantage of spiritual opportunities, and everything is positive for everyone, no matter what our fallen or elevated condition may be when we start the practice of spirituality. So it's being said here that everyone sees Radhika according to his own or her own personal mood of love and relationship. It's based on love and relationship. How does your husband see you? Well, he has a relationship with you, a sambandha, as your husband or wife, and vice versa. So then he has that sambandha, and then he sees you based on his affection sambandha. So Krishna has a sambandha with Radharani. He's her lover. He's her nagar. He's her romantic hero. And he's seeing her as his prema shraya. She's the shelter, the unlimited ocean of Mahabhav Sagar. So then the acharya is very nice. They say when, because this line, this one line has application across the board. Then the line which Sripad is speaking here, Prabhupada Saraswati, this says, Atula Kripa Sneha Madhurya Murti. Atul means, this is the adjective, Atul. Radharani is the Murti, the form of unlimited sweetness. Atula Madhurya Murti. And Radharani is the Murti or form of Atul Kripa Murti, unlimited, incalculable, immeasurable mercy, Kripa. And she's Atul Sneha Murti, Murti form. She's a form of unlimited or immeasurable affection. And that's one of her 25 qualities, Radharani's 25 qualities. She's very affectionate to her girlfriends. You may have that experience also. One friend is always there to help all the friends. Some very outward, selfless type of friend. Say you're a lady, and some particular lady, she'll help everybody and anybody, all her friends, as much as she can. So this is Radharani's quality, very affectionate to her sakhis and manjaris. So this point is being made. So the comment is telling that Shamsundar sees Radharani or Priyaji as the form of sweetness, Madhurya Murti. She's Madhurya Mai. Radharani is Krishna's. Is sweet. She's the Madhurya Murti of sweet love, sweet affections, sweet everything for Krishna. And then it says that the Sakhis see Radharani as a form of sweetness and affection. Like I just said, Radharani is very affectionate. It's one of her 25 qualities. She's very affectionate to her Sakhis and Manjaris. So when the Sakhis, Lalita Vishakha, Tungavidya, Chandra Chitra, Rangadevi, Sudevi, and Dulaika, well, others, when they look at Radharani, they say, oh, Radharani, you're the Sneha Murti. You're the Kripa Murti. You're so, rather they say, sweetness. You're so sweet and so affectionate and kind to us. But then, so that's their Atmana Manyate Jagat. That's how they see Radharani. Krishna sees Radharani. I don't know about Radharani's mercy. I don't know about Radharani's affection. I only know about Radharani's sweetness. For Krishna, Radharani is one big sweet. Everything is sweet about Radharani. If your angle of vision is Krishna and your Ishtadev is Gopal Srinathji, then you write prayers like Madhurastakam. Madhuradi Pater Akilam Madhuram Madhuradi Pater Hasitam Madhuram Lila Madhuram Venu Madhura Yamana Madhura. Oh Krishna, your smile is sweet, Hasitam. So Vallabhacharya glorified all the sweetness of Krishna, as did Krishna Karnamrita, author Bilvamangala Thakur, Krishna's Madhuram 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 Etam Madhuram. But here Sripad is saying that, and if Krishna is going to write an ashtakam to Radharani, he's going to say, Radharani, your smile so sweet, your gamanam, your going, your agaman, your gavanan, gamanam, your walking, your going is very sweet, your vachanam madharam, radha akila madharam. Akila means everything about Radharani is sweet, or sweet smile, or sweet eyes, or sweet love, or sweet everything. So Krishna just sees, Radharani, you are my sweet. And we have that expression and affectionate dealings that, oh, you're my sweetheart. You must have heard. You're my sweetheart, or you're the sweetest of the sweet. So we have Madhurya Purushottam. Well, if there's Madhurya Purushottam, the Lord of sweetness, he must have a lady that's even sweeter to attract him. Otherwise, he would just enjoy his own sweetness all the time. I'm so sweet, I don't need anybody. He's so sweet, he's the Uttam. He's the topmost personality of sweetness. He's Madhurya Purushottam Sri Krishna, but he feels something missing. I mean, my sweetness is incomplete, and he needs Radha. So Radha makes it complete. Om Purnamadam Purnamidam. She's the one Purna that makes Krishna. Om Purna Purnamadam. So Krishna sees Radharani, she's my Madhurya Murti. And Asakhi see, oh, she's so affectionate and she's so sweet. But then how do the Manjaris see? Because the verse is being spoken by Sripad as Manjari Srup. This is the same verse, 128, or about finished. And he says that we Manjaris, how we see Radharani as three Murtis in one. Three in one. Radharani is a verified embodiment of sweetness. There's no one more sweet than Radharani. And there's no one more affectionate than Radharani. And there's no one more merciful and kind than Radharani. Different devotees, even devotees in the Sadhu Samaj or in the Bhaktagan, when you meet them, they will tell you different things. They say, oh, Radharani's so merciful. Sometimes devotees say like this, oh, Radharani's very merciful. And other devotees will say, oh, Radharani's very sweet. They have their particular way, their angle, the way they're seeing Radharani. And some devotees say, oh, Radharani, she loves me. As I mentioned, I don't know about on the tape, but maybe after class, my friend, one Babaji friend of mine, he left his body some time ago, a month ago, or 2 weeks ago. And just 3 weeks before that, I met him and recorded his last words of instruction for me. And he was saying, he said, I know, and he told me what happened. He said, I know, Radharani loves me. So that's the experience of Radharani Sneha to the ultimate. Radharani, I know, I said, and then he told so many things, and he said, by this, I wasn't sure, but now now it's confirmed. There's so much bhajan and so much smaran. He said, now it's confirmed. He was 72, a Bengali person. He said, now I was wondering whether she was going to accept my service or whether I was going to enter there. But now Guru came and there's so many things. He said, now it's confirmed. Radharani loves me. I wish I had a video of that face. I have it on tape. And those moments were in my mind. It was he and I alone. And it is Kutia. So this is the affection. So some devotees appreciate and see Radharani as the Madhurya Murti. So sweet. And even when they go to take darshan of Radha and Krishna Deity somewhere, beautiful Radharani. Oh, Radharani looks so sweet. I like say like this. So this is a nice point was made in Atika, how this line, for Radharani is something for everyone. For Krishna, she's Madhurya Murti. For the Sakis, she's sweetness and affection. And for the Manjari, she's everything. She's everything. She's our Ishwari, Praneshwari. She's everything for us. So now the last line is as most verses end, he's simply praying for service. He's saying, Karhi, he said, when will I ever attain her service? That's the translation. It says, she's worshipped. We already read all that, her qualities, and everyone worships her. It says, when will she shower me with the condensed nectar of her seva? There's so many different ways by which Das Goswami Pad and Rupa Goswami Pad and Narottam and especially Prabhudananda Saraswati and his mantris, so many different ways how they describe and how they're asking and begging and eagerly yearning for that golden moment when they will be rewarded and given that sakshat seva of Radharani, which they've been cherishing and meditating, or many sevas over so many years and maybe even lifetimes. So here, if you go through these verses, and because many verses conclude like that, Vilap Kusumanjali also, when of course his mostly end in lamenting. He's doing a service, then Tulsi Mandri loses that spurti or vision or absorption in that intimate personal service of Radharani, then he's lamenting. But then again, he says, when will I attain that seva? But here he's describing the Sri Radha Mam Agada Amrita Rasa Bharate Abhishinchet. So the word Abhishinchet means to be showered. You know, it says here the translation. And Gana, this Agada or Gana means condensed or thick. Amritam, rasa, bharate. Bharate means heavy, plump, laden, bhara. So it says, when will you shower your mercy on me and fill me with the sweet, condensed nectar of your complete service? So many beautiful ways. Somehow, Sripad is always describing different ways. But this is the ultimate conclusion of most all the verses. It's when will Radha shower me with the full and deep nectar, rasa vrseva. This is Radhadasya. And this is the goal of practically all of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Nowadays there are some exceptions appearing on the horizon. But generally and traditionally, all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, they had this aim and focus in mind to become the maidservant of Radharani. And they did Manjri Upasana Bhajan to attain that coveted position, being guided by their Diksha and Shiksha Gurus. So this word is there, Karhi. It's another word, Karhi, Kada, Kav. A prayer, a hope, an intense hankering. So that concludes verse 128. And next verse is 135. And this verse is all about sevas. Five nectarines is Panchamrit. We have Panchamrit, we bathe Thakurji with Panchakavi or Panchamrit. So we also want to be bathed, we want our minds to be bathed in the service of Radharani. So this verse is 135, and that's the basic theme of it. The title I gave it was Five Nectar Sevas. This is a book that was given to me in 1989. By Waitadas, photocopy. It's a little bit historical. Falling apart, I need to put some glue. So this is, the title is given here is Sri Radha Madhava's Delicious, because the word Amrita is there, Sri Radha Madhava's Delicious Service. Usually we think of food as being delicious. Well, that was really delicious, tasty, really delicious, but serving is delicious. If you love the one you're serving, and you love the service you're doing, then service is delicious. And that's the ultimate goal we're striving for, is to love the one we're serving, and to love the service we're offering. So then our experience will be delicious, scrumptious, tasty, out of this world. Amritam, rasa bhara. Rasa bhara amritam, heavy, thick rasa. So this is a verse for meditation, and this particular book, they call this verse, here is delicious. Here is the variety of Radha Madhava's luscious service. And I long for the day when I see all the services I do as luscious and delicious. In all honesty, I can't really say, especially Niyam Seva. I don't know if all these prayers and dandavats and prikamas and snans are all that delicious and luscious, but it's our niyam, it's our somewhat humble offering to Priyaji and Gurudev that somehow that we please that we're trying to do a little extra. Very nice verse. We'll read this verse 135. Tambulam kvachit arpayami charano samvahayami kvachin malyadye parimandaye kvachiraho samvijayami kvachit karpurari suvasitam kvacha puna suswadu chamboritam. Payam eva grihe kada kalu bhaje shi radhika madhava. It's actually Shardula Vikridita. Shardula Vikridita Chandas, or meter, which I really don't know what that is. I'm not very educated in those. There's many different meters in these sacred books of the Acharyas, but it works with this meter of the Six Goswamis prayer. A translation, verse 135. Aho, when can I serve Sri Radhika and Madhav in the Kunja Bower? What will I do? What service will I render? Sometimes I will offer them betel leaves, tambul seva. Sometimes I will do charana samvahana. I will massage their feet. Sometimes I will adorn the divine couple with mala, maladye paremandaye, offer flower garlands, and sometimes I will fan them, and sometimes I will offer them special, very extraordinary type of drinking water, which is scented with camphor-scented nectar water. That's what it's told here. Karpurari suvasitam. So that's pretty cold nectar drink. I guess at particular time, obviously, Kaladeshan Pacha is everything, everywhere, especially in the kingdom of divine love and the seva of Radha and Krishna. So can you imagine, we have ice water or cold water, but there they have water that's kept on in a clay pot on the roof at night under the full moon, and then powdered camphor is put into it, and then other herbs, so it's really, really cold water. You want to find out the difference between with camphor and without camphor, grind some chandan, sandalwood paste, offer it to Thakurji, put the chandan prasadi on your forehead, and it feels nice, tanda, if it's really chandan, which is also very rare to have real chandan. Every single piece of chandan sold in Vrindavan market is bekar, fake. It's not the real thing. I know it for sure. But what to do? It's the bhav that counts. Krishna says in Bhagavatam, bhava grahi janardhan. Grahi means he accepts the essence. Bhava grahi janardhan. That janardhan, that Krishna is worshipped by all the janas. He grahi. He accepts the essence of your bhav. The dravya or objects or articles may not be pukkar first class because it's age of cheating. You think it's keshar, you think it's saffron, but actually it's chopped up old shoes dyed red. It's old shoe leather chopped up and shredded and dyed red, and it's marketed in Delhi as and all over India as saffron. Because chopped up shoe leather smells like keshar. Keshar smells a little bit like tobacco, you know, like that. So then someone that is in this industry told me. So this is the age of kapat, cheating. At any rate, so this water is very, very cold. So it's offered. So when you make now my experiment, now you take the chandan and mix kaffir inside of it, if you get real chandan, because that's cooling. And then you mix kaffir, then put on your forehead, then see what happens. then like for me it's too cold, so I take wash it off and put it on the ground because or something, because it's too cold, it gives me headache. And so you can imagine, this is the type of drinking water that's offered to Radha and Shyam by the mantris and sakis. So you can imagine it must be a pretty overheated situation when they require such cooling water. So this is the bliss of their enjoyments where such things are offered. This verse is about seva. This is the basic nature of the mantris. They're made of seva. And there's a very beautiful lila surrounding this. There's a second translation. It's basically the same. Five sevas are described. Sometimes in my manjari sroop, as a sakhi maid servant of Radharani, I will offer betel nuts to Sri Radhika Madhav. Sometimes I will massage their feet. Sometimes I will decorate Radha Madhav with flower garlands and other ornaments, maybe jeweled necklaces or other gunjamala. Sometimes I will fan them. Oh my, because the word is there, aho. Aho means alas. Oh my, such wonderful services I'm meditating on. Such wonderful services I'm hankering for. And it's not just seva. I'm not just thinking of a piece of tambal or betel nuts wrapped in a palm leaf with some spices and other things mixed in. I'm not thinking of these objects. And it's not just a fan. It's not just water. It's Radha and Krishna Yugal. Yugal Sarkar Radha Madhav. And its setting is Nikunja Griha. It's in the van, Brajavan, in the kunjas, Keli kunjas, pastime kunjas. And I'm in my sarup, my nitya sarup, my spiritual, divine, celestial, spiritual, transcendental form. And there's a whole setting. It's not just I'm filling my brain with five pictures. Like a child when he's in school, when they're teaching him, they have a book like this, and there's a big red apple under it. Big picture of an apple, and underneath it says APPLE. Then in brackets it says SEV, save. So when the Hindi child is learning English, he learns by pictures, and this picture means apple. So then when he goes home and his mother gives him an apple, he says, oh, save. And she says, no, apple. And he turns to the page. So the child is just thinking, he's just seeing in his mind, apple, cat, Billy, dog, Kuta. There's pictures in the book. I see in these children's books. So some of the children, sometimes they want me to teach them. I say, forget it. I don't have time to do that. But let me see your books. I look at them for 5 minutes. So the mantras, we're not thinking Chamara and Kam. We're thinking of them, Yugal, Radha and Krishna. The goal is love, prema. And their Prem Seva and the Prem Prem Srup Krishna, Prema Mayi Radha. This is important. So sometimes I will fan them. Sometimes I will serve Yugal Kishore delicious nectar water scented with camphor and flower petals. Now it's becoming more elaborate. Flower petals. Rose petals, like we have rose water in puja, everyone's heard of Gulab Pani rose water. So there's some rose petals or some other petals in there and some camphor. And it's moon eyes by being in the moon rays all night. Oh, when will such service of Radha Madhav in the Kunja Griha, when will that become a daily reality for me? Radhika, when will that become my daily reality? Karparadi, no, it says, Payam Yeva Griha Kada. Kada means Kabe, Kada, when. Or karhi. Kada kalu bhaje Sri Radhika Madhavo. So this verse is here. I have word for word payami making the drink. Somehow he got that idea. So I have some notes. We can just look at those. So I said the basic title of this verse is Five Sevas, of Meditating on Services. So in this shloka, Sripad is focusing entirely on the mantras. In the previous shloka that we discussed, he was describing the glories of Radharani, the sweetness of Radharani, and the aspirate, and how Krishna's, and some of the characteristics of Radharani, how she's being worshipped by Krishna, by being worshipped by all the mantras and rather sakis. Then he closes the verse by saying, I want to serve, I want to attain the service of that Radhika. That is my ichcha, my desire. So it wasn't specifically about sevas. So now this verse is all about sevas. The whole verse is about I'll serve this way and that way. So this verse describes five wonderful sevas that the mantris offer for the divine transcendental pleasure of Radha and Krishna. So I have the introduction, and we'll just read. It says, this verse introduces these five wonderful intimate services performed by the very fortunate kinkaris, that means maidservants, amandris of Radhika Madhav. We are again and again reminded that amandri or nityasakhi, and they're generally called nityasakhis in Vajra Nilamani and Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, five categories. So the personal maidservants of Radharani, they, we, etc., they are the embodiments of seva, of bliss of the. They are the embodiments of the blissful taste of seva, as we mentioned when we talked about. This is the title of this verse given by the translators: five delicious sevas. Another translator says five luscious sevas. So this is the mantris. It's a very nice phrase. It says the mantris are the embodiments of the blissful taste of service. Once I heard a lecture where the speaker asked a question. He said, we're sadhakas, bhakti yogis. We're sadhakas of devotion. We're practicing bhakti bhajan. So what is our goal? Are we worshipping? Who are we worshipping? What are we worshipping? And everyone said, oh, we're worshipping Krishna. We're worshipping Radha and Krishna Yuga. And our goal is prema. And then the lecturer said, no, we're not, our goal is not, we're not worshipping Krishna, we're worshipping the prema in Krishna. this is what he said. He said, we're worshippers of prema. Like, because Krishna is what is Krishna? He's the embodiment of prema, prema lila, prema purushottam, lila pur, lila means prema, prema lila. This is prema dham Vrindavan, Sri dham Vrindavan. So we're not worshipping Krishna, we're worshipping prema. That's partially must be part of the vichar of this sant, Kripalu, who built a very majestic and grand mandir to glorify Radharani as prema Thakurani. It's called prema mandir. As soon as you walk in the front gate, if you just walk in the front gate, you have to go right, because if the gate is in the south, and when you're going in, you're going north, but the entrance of the temple is in the east, because that's Vastu. So then you have to turn right and go to the east and go in. But if you walk from that entrance from the south, it's called Dakshin Dig, at that Chattigarh Road. If you enter Prema Mandir and go straight, and go across the walkway is that way. But you just go across the grass, you have to go the other way. But if you go straight line, you'll come to the wall of the temple. And there there's a diorama of Radharani sitting on a throne. She's sitting on a throne like this. And in the columns supporting the temple, all these marble columns, there are carvings in marble, and they're painted also of all different sakis and mantris assisting Radharani. Then she has this beautiful asan. She's just standing there, blessing everyone coming in. And then, if you look closely, there's one man, there's all ladies, all sakis in the columns. Then on the left-hand side, on Radharani's left, which means that Radharani is on his right. And according to Vedic culture and the general culture of India, the superior or elder person is on the right-hand side. Like if you're walking with your guru is on the right-hand side. If you're passing a cow on the street, the cow should be on your right-hand side. If you're sitting with your father, he should be on the right-hand side. If you're sitting with your husband should be on the right-hand side. You follow? It's Radha, then Krishna, Sita, then Ram. I guess. On my right is Krishna. I'm Radharani. I'm Lakshmi Devi on my right. So the elder, superior, higher position person's on the right. On the left-hand side of Radharani, looking very humble, very submissive, with the hand, this big asan goes like that, there's a big back to it, and his hand's just like this, standing very straight, is Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He's Radharani's Tekadar, Chokidar, Kotwari. He's just standing there. This is Prem Surupini Radharani. This is her Dham, Sri Mati Radharani Dham. This is the Dham of Radharani. And this mandir, this whole mandir here is dedicated to Prem, Radharani's Prem. And I am a worshipper of that Prem. I am Prem Purushottam. I came as Prem Purushottam to worship Premamayi Radha. I was very much impressed when I saw the whole concept. I went to see the temple, the architecture, because I'm a little fascinated by architecture as my karma thing. But I wanted to see what is the conception? What is the conception in this great sant's mind? Why did he call it Prem Mandir? And no other mandir in India is named after a concept. They're all Sita Ram, Lakshmi, Birla's Lakshmi Narayan temples, and Birla's Radha Krishna temple in Mathura. Always Radha and Krishna, this, that, whatever. But so what is being represented here? And I was amazed. I was very much appreciated being a Gaudiya, and we worship Radharani as supreme. That temple is all about Radharani as supreme. And that's it was very clear to me when I went up for the first floor. Because you don't see Kripalu anywhere. He's not on the ground floor, and he's nowhere to be seen. Most people don't make the trouble to go upstairs. Maybe they do, but they have to go upstairs. You just walk around, you see on the ground floor, you see Radha and Krishna, and some of his, the Shishya are singing bhajans, Hindi bhajans about Radha and Krishna, and Hari Ram, whatever. A nice bhajans, harmonium. And then Dayarama's on the right-hand side when you walk in. And the first one is Jiva Goswami Pad. And then the second one is Vyasadeva. And the third one is Shukadeva Goswami. And the fourth one is split in two. They have half billing each. So the top billing is Swami Haridas. And the bottom billing is Hithari Vamsh. Hithari Vamsh is the sadhu that established Radhavallabha Mandir. And Swami Haridas established Bhakti Vihari Lal, the key, Jai. So there's one diorama section, so half to Swami Haridas and below him, but full for Shukadeva, full for Vyasadeva, and full for Sri Jiva Goswami Pad, our Gaudiya Vaishnav, Sambandha, and Tattva Siddhanta Rasik Acharya. He's Gaudiya. He's in the right-hand side of all of them. When I went to Radhadamodar, Pancha Gosai, the save right there. Did you see? I said I went to Prem Mandir. Did you see Jiva Goswami? Because that's his mamta. His mamta. He's Jiva Goswami established Radha Damodar. Did you see Jiva Goswami? He's in that mandir. No Rupa Goswami, no Sanat, no one else. And I said, well, Swami Haridas is also there. Yeah, but he's only half. I said, Hithari Vamsh, because these are the great, great saints. These are considered the most. Well, in his idea, the greatest saints of Braj. And we can't argue with that. But then finally you go upstairs and you see the person who's behind it all, the whole temple, is the Murti of very, very lifelike, much younger than when he died. But I've seen this saint since 45, 50 years, seen him age. So that Murti was him at about 60. And if you've ever seen it, it's the Murti. It looks really like alive. So this is that Prem. So there, what I'm saying is we're not worshipping Krishna. Our goal isn't Krishna. Our goal is Prem. We're worshipping Prem. We're worshipping love. We're worshippers of love. Bhakti means bhakti sadhak. We're sadhaks of love. Yoga, I'm doing yoga sadhana. That means Ashtanga Yoga, Gyan Yoga, Karma Yoga. But we're bhakti. We're doing sadhana of prema. So we're worshipping prema to attain the prema seva of Radha and Krishna. And Radharani is that prema. That's just a side point. So we're all, that's why I said the manjaris were embodiments of bliss. We're the taste of service. We're the seva rasa swad. The seva rasa swad, or the relish or taste of seva, that we're made of that. And in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it says Nityananda is describing Nityananda Balaram Tattva. And there it says that Nityananda He's relishing koti koti anand, seva anand, millions and millions of times of anand by seva, in the form of Balaram serving Krishna, in the form of Nittai serving Gaur. Nittai is coming every year to Rath Yatra and enjoying the rasa, dancing in the rasa dance of the Rath Yatra with Lord Gauranga, bringing Shamsundar to Vrindavan in the Rath cart. And then Lord Chaitanya says, oh, Nittai, don't come every year. You're coming every year, staying for 4 months, 5 months with all the devotees. You go, next year you don't come. You stay in Bengal and preach. I'm empowering you. Kali Kaler Dharma Krishnam Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Bine Nahi Tara Pravartan. It's told in Kali Kaler Dharma Krishnam Sankirtan Krishna Shakti Bine Nahi Tara Pravartan Pravartan. No one can establish the Harinam Sankirtan unless they have Shakti. Kali Kaler Dharma Krishnam Sankirtan. This Kali Dharma, what is the Dharma for Kali Yuga? Is it home? Is it yagya? Is it puja? We already mentioned that all the dravya is bekar. Every single homa and yagya that's done in, practically done in Delhi, it's all done with buffalo ghee. Hardly anyone uses gaika ghee. And there's no such thing as a homa or a yagya with buffalo ghee, or what, dalda, what to speak of dalda? Vegetable ghee. I see it with my own eyes. I saw in 1989 in Kumbh Mela for 1 month. There was an elaborate, big elaborate. I was there for 1 month in ISKCON's tent and preaching and whatever. I was helping organize the thing. They enlisted me there for Vrindavan Temple. So I was there. I don't know how, but I was there for 1 month. And I was moving all around here, there, checking things. And there was one big tent by one famous saint in India, without mentioning any names. But inside this tent, there were 108 Brahmins and 108 Yajnashalas, very deep, deep in the ground, which means it's Karmakanda. There's different depths. How deep the Yajnashalas, the hole is in the ground, that depends on what kind of karmas and what kind of thing you're trying to achieve. So there are 108 Yajnashalas, and every day at sunrise and sunset, they were doing 108 yajnas, or we say home in India, fire sacrifices, in the evening. So I was walking around, there's all these Brahmins, and I was looking at all their objects and what they're using. I saw dalda, this, that, all these tins of oil. And I said to when they weren't doing it, I went there when it wasn't time, I said, you know, I saw your yajna, but no, this whole thing, no one's using any ghee here. He said, oh, Swamiji, you know, ghee is very costly. This is two times a day for 30 days. You know how much that would cost? You know, I said, well, this is like a show. Because this Yajnavaya Vishnu, Yajnavaya Vishnu, Vishnu, this Swaha, you know, this is the wife of Agni, is Swaha, and she's carrying this ghee and this kheer. You offer kheer and a proper yajna, and you offer ghee, gaika ghee, and also kheer, sweet rice. She's offering all this to Agni, and Agni carries it to Vishnu. He's a Yajna Purush. Yajna Purush is Vishnu. And Vishnu doesn't eat buffalo ghee, I'm sorry. You read in the Puranas that Indra and Kaubera, they eat food cooked in ghee. Deep fried chaka-chak, chapan bhog ki jai. This is what they eat, chapan bhog, deep fried. and ghee, pure cows, ghee, big fat surabhi cows. So it's all like this, and something different. So you and I and every mantri is called a seva rasa murti. And Radha Govinda Yugal are the embodiments of intense erotic love. So together they are called Shringar Rati Murtiman. Shringar Rati Murtiman. Radhika is the crest jewel of all heroines or nayakas and Madhura Ras. She's a Rasik Shiromani Nayaka. And Madhav Sri Krishna is a Rasikendra Moli, the king of all who delights in Madhura Ras. So the first consideration here in this verse, point one I have of the points, is the Seva Vichara. I gave it this title, the Manjari Seva Vichara, that they have to consider which service to render at what juncture and what time in the flow of the pastime, in the flow of the Leela. That's why I said that the mantris are always their minds, they're in our siddha-sarup, in our meditation. Their minds are always very attentive to the to the needs of Radha and Krishna, because they're the handmaidens, they're directly there in the kunja, because they're in the female form. We sakis and manjaris in the Gaudiya, Tattva Siddhanta. So they're in our Siddha Deha, Nitya Sarup, spiritual form. So they're always thinking, what needs to be done now? When should I offer this? How will I do it? Already the who, the where is already understood. Where is where you are or where you're going. For example, Radharani is running out on Abhisar. She's going out for a lover's tryas to meet Krishna. So then you have to, where are we going? Oh, and Radharani and Lalita says, everyone get ready, Radharani, we're going out for Abhisar. It's quarter to 11, 10:48, it's quarter to 11, we're about to leave. And then the Manjari is saying, oh, where are we going? Oh, we're going to this kunja. Then, oh, what do I need? Oh, I need this, I need a chamar, I need this, I need some... So then she has to have everything ready, just like you think, oh, where am I going? To India. What do I need? I need my mosquito repellent, I need my stomach medicine, I need my water purifying tablets, and you know, you have all these calculations that you do. So the same thing with the mandris. That's why I gave this point, the timings in the five questions. Timings in five questions. So in any sweet pastime of Radhika Madhav, the mandris must be expert in judging and offering exactly the right seva at precisely the right moment. If you read the Leela, Leelamrita, Prabhupada Leelamrita, which describes the life story of Srila Prabhupada, and it describes, I think maybe it's the other one, I think it's Transcendental Diary. There's one other book, Transcendental Diary. There he's describing the precision seva of the Shishya to his guru, which is giving you the indication of the depth of prem sambandha between the guru shishya prem sambandha, the loving bond between the sad shishya and the sad shishya and sad guru. Because when one realizes that this is my guru, life after life, this is my savior, my friend, my guide, my father, my teacher, my best friend, my sakhi, my sakha, forever. And this relationship is nitya. The Atma is nitya. The Guru is nitya. The Dham is nitya. Eternal. So that's called Sud. Sud means nitya, eternal, everlasting. So then that creates such an intense bonding. Marriages come and go, bodies come and go, mothers and fathers come and go, parivars come and go, but the soul is eternal, nitya. Guru is nitya. Bhagavan is nitya. Seva is nitya. And this is the Paravyam, spiritual sky, Vaikuntha Golok Dham is nitya. This material world is also nitya, but it's prakat and aprakat. It's manifest and unmanifest, and manifest and unmanifest. Sangita. But that land is nitya prakat. It is always manifested, never annihilated, never withdrawn into Vishnu. It's always eternally manifest. So this expertise in judging exactly precise moment. This is the Astakalya Leela Seva Chakra. This is what I call it. The Astakalya Leela Seva Chakra. Chakra means wheel. So the wheel of time can be applied to each and every day. Each day has 1,400 minutes. 1,440 minutes or something. So that's the sadhakas, the bhajan shiksha gurus, they've divided the day into 60 parts. Each 60 times 24 equals 1,440 minutes. So every 24 minutes is a seva segment in the Astakalya Leela Seva Chakra, the wheel of seva. So this seva is being done at pratakal and sunrise, and then this is at Apurvan Leela in the morning, then Madhyan Leela in the afternoon, and Apurvan Leela late afternoon, then Shayankal at sunset, then Pradosh in evening, then Ratri, then Nish. Now all these eight periods of the day, the wheel is going through all these 60 time periods in 24 minutes. Every 24 minutes there's so many sevas which require so much paraphernalia, so much attention, so much expertise, so much timing. It's really a busy world up there. So this is why I say that this verse is describing these five sevas, and this is the preliminary of understanding when we enter all sevas, is time, place, and circumstance. And then these questions I mentioned, and then the precision. So this is, so many variegated sevas are rendered for the divine pleasure and happiness of Radha Krishna Yugal. So these five questions, or these five vichar, I call this the seva of the, what do I call it? I call it the seva vichar, the Manjari seva vichar, their consideration of seva. It's based on the flow of the love that they're feeling, because whatever love is rising in Radharani's heart, whatever emotions, affections, intimacies, whatever is being expressed and rising in her heart and manifesting in her mind, it's rising automatically in the hearts of her maidservants, her mandris, because they're tadatmaya. They're one with Radharani, bhav tadatmaya. And the technical term of the rati, or the permanent loving mood, is called rati, stahi rati, sakya rati, vatsalya rati, madhuri rati. The rati, the permanent loving mood of the sakis in general, and especially the mandris, is madhurya rati, sakis, including mandris, but the madhurya rati, the variety of rati, madhurya rati, that Radharani's personal maidservants have, her kinkris, is called bhavulas, bhav ulas rati. Rati means that intense attachment, which is based on the conjugal relationship between Radha and Krishna. They are servants of that. They are Radha Govinda Yugal Sevites, servants of Radha Govinda, especially Radharani, because they're her dasis, her kinkaris, her sakhi dasis. So they have bhav ulas. Ulas means rises, manifests. So as bhav, different levels and intensities of sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, modan, mohan, madan, all these aspects of bhav and newer increments and intensities and variegatedness arise in Radharani's heart and mind in context or during the flow of her pastimes of enjoyment, of intimacies with Krishna and Madhura Rati, conjugal love. All of that rises, ulas, bhavulas rati, in the hearts of their maidservants. So in other words, in the material world, we can't understand the feelings of another. Someone else may be unhappy, and we can't understand why they're unhappy. So we inquire, "You look sad," but we can't feel it organically. We meet some dear friend, some girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, whomever, someone we have some prem, some bandha with. We say, "Oh, you look unhappy." But if you're one with their heart, if you're bhav tadatmya, you don't have to ask. You say, "Well, I know why you're unhappy. Let me," and automatically you won't ask why. You'll just try to make you'll try to figure out the way to make them happy. So this is not here in this world. It's very rare. Sometimes I've seen in my life that when the general thing is we don't know when we look at someone. Like, for example, you may have a friend, and you might meet them randomly. By looking at the condition of their face, you can't tell, are they tired? Because these different emotions will have the same countenance or same appearance on the countenance, on the face. The person may be tired and have a look like that. He may be sick and have a look like that. He may be upset and have a look like that. He may be, many emotions will show the same face. So you won't say, "Oh, are you unhappy?" "No, no, I just didn't sleep last night. I was on internet all night." You're like, or whatever. You don't know. It's very difficult to judge a misconception, misapprehension, and imperfect senses. Our senses are imperfect, so we can't judge. But the mandris are not like that. They're bhavulas. They're one with Radharani. If the wave rises, it's a very interesting thing. When there was tsunami. Tsunami was some big tidal wave or tufan in the ocean somewhere in Asia. Do you remember? 10 years ago or so? Big tufan. You remember? Tsunami. So, the very same time that tsunami happened, wherever it was, because I'm living here for 30 years, there was a tsunami in Radhakund. Do you know that? And the Radhakund, in the the two side, all the sides of Radhakund, they came together in the middle and it rose up about 10 feet, right in the middle, Kangankund. It's a little offset. Kangankund's a little in the middle, but towards Litakund's side. Janos Baitak. And I was here in 2009, you know, cleaning, and so I saw, maybe you've seen pictures. It's this way in the center, but not this way in the center. Like Janos Baitak, you know, the crystal bridge goes to Anangamandri's Kunj, as you all know, in the middle, and that's center that way, but it's not center this way, you know what I'm saying? Like that. So this was a phenomenon. It went like this, then it came down and went, psh, you know, went all the way up to the Sangam, all around, it splashed, and everyone was like, it was about 8 o'clock, whenever it was over there, it was the same time here, 8 o'clock in the morning, people were buying sabji and the water splashing on the street where the sabji is being sold. And everyone's like, what's this? Because we didn't know anything about the news because the news hadn't come already. So when everyone was speculating what it meant and this and that, don't ask me. But it just, what I'm trying to give you an example is that somehow Radhakund was one with the experience and moods of this tidal wave. So similarly, when tidal waves of emotion, Mahabhav Samudra, from the Mahabhav Samudra, then sancharis come and waves rise in Radharani's heart like that tsunami. When that love rises in Radharani's heart, simultaneously ulas, Bhavalas Vratti of the Manjaris, it rises in the hearts of the Manjaris. There's so much Tanmoy with Radharani that if Radharani gets, if Krishna bites Radharani's lips in the course of intimacy, then a bite comes in the Manjari's lips. This is an amazing thing. So this is, so these five considerations, the five questions, where will I serve Radha Govinda today? In which Nikunja, which grove, which forest, which place? Who will serve at a particular moment during a particular leela? Sometimes Krishna, who I will serve him, or sometimes Radharani. Sometimes I'll serve my individual Yudheshwari, Lita Vishaka. Sometimes I'll serve Rupa Mandri, or my leading Mandri like Tulsi Rati. Sometimes I may serve Mother Yashoda. Like when all Radharani comes to Nandagram every morning to cook Krishna's breakfast at about 7 o'clock, then the Mandris and Sakis go with Radharani to Nandagam, to the kitchens, to prepare Krishna's breakfast. So at that time, Mother Yashoda will say, "Hey, Saki, you go to the storehouse, and you bring all those spices," and she'll order this, so the Sakis will be serving Yashoda. The Mandris will be rendering service to Yashoda. You can see right in Govinda Lilamrita. She'll be ordering, "Oh, Sakis, go, I prepare, there's so many nice, bring all the pots and pans from the storehouse and then prepare for cooking." So that the Mandri doesn't say, no, I'm Radha Dasi. I only serve Radharani. No, who you will serve, in what particular pastime. So now it's Pratak Leela, 6 a.m. to 8:24. And where am I serving? I'm in Nandagram. Now I'll serve Rohini. Rohini will say, "Oh, hey, Saki, You grind the spice. Radharani needs the spice." Because Rohini is cooking in the kitchen side by side with Radharani. So these are all the things that we'll consider. And then, which makes it very interesting, and you realize I'm just a servant. You know, everyone will, I'll be engaged everywhere by different personalities in relation to Radha and Krishna's happiness and pleasure. Because the center is always kept in focus. Who will serve at a particular moment? Sometimes Yashoda, or even Yashoda, etc. So the Mandris must consider who needs to be served and what. What particular seva is required and when. Exact timings for each and every individual service for the pleasure of the loving pair. So that the sweet pastimes of Radha Govinda Yuga will flow and move on smoothly and pleasurably without any disturbance or lack. How, so that I was talking about where, who, what, when. Now how? How will the Mandris serve Radha Govinda or Yashoda or whomever? The Mandris are very expert, daksha, and executing and performing each and every service needed, and they know exactly the best way to serve, to sing, to fan, to massage, to dress, etc. Because they all went to school, they all go to school. You may be expert if you train up to be in surgery, you train up to be an assistant to a doctor in surgery in a medical field. So you know all the, you know exactly that what doctor needs at certain times. He needs the forceps, he needs the knife, he needs this. And you're just, you have all these instruments and implements there on the side of the operating table, and the doctors, everyone's covered with their mouths, this, that. And you're watching very intently the surgery and the operation. He needs the forceps. And before he says anything, you hand on the forceps and take off the other thing and this and that. So it's integration and expertise, which you learn by going to school and training before maybe even training in a surgery. Because I have medical background. I just use that analogy. But here, the mandris, when they go to Boma Vrindavan, it's like you go, before you go to a hospital or open your own surgery, you know, become a surgeon, you go to some small hospital like Ramakrishna Mission in Vrindavan, and you practice surgery there on all the poor sadhus and poor people and make a few mistakes, but maybe you're hopefully you're successful sometimes. And then you get it, you learn properly, then you graduate and go to Apollo Hospital and get a good job, make some money. That's basically what goes on in all these college hospitals, free hospitals. It's a training ground for nurses and doctors. I'm sorry to say, but that's the reality of India. I don't know about the rest of the world, maybe the same. You don't get anything for free. So there in Boma Vrindavan, the mandris, they'll learn all the different sevas from those sakis and mandris who have been rendering these services to Radha and Krishna since time immemorial. It's not that when you go and massage Radharani's feet that it was never done before. So you'll learn from the best of massagers of Radharani's feet. So then you'll know exactly how. That's why you'll be expert in executing and performing all the different services, because we will be trained. Now we're meditating on them, but the exact nuances and details and moves and how to do that will be perfected in our Siddha Sarup when we go to Boma Vrindavan, where the Prakat Leela of Radha and Krishna is being manifested, and will be trained actually by the Sakis and Mandris. And even there's prayers by Raghunath Das Goswami and others, Swadasa Niyakam, one prayer, and Stavavali by Raghunath Das Goswami, and he has prayers to individual Sakis. Oh Vishakha, when will I come? When will I surrender to your lotus feet? And you will teach me the art of joking. Because Vishakha Sakhi is very good in telling jokes. And it makes Radha and Krishna very happy. When they're sad, she makes them laugh and be happy. And or just enhances their flow of their pastimes with humor and joy. So then, Rati Mandri, Tulsi Mandri will go to Vishakha and learn the art of joking. Like now we get all these books, computer repair for dummies, or setting up a website, or you know how to do this, how to do that. We go on Google or we get some book. But there in the spiritual world, there's no Google and there's no books. There's teachers. You learn directly. So it's a very interesting future we have. It looks like we'll be in school for a long time. Going to school. So why do we serve? It's called consideration and service. The kinkari or mandri of Radha, she's always fixed in her identity. She's always fixed in her identity as an eternal maidservant, surrendered maidservant of Ishri Radha and her Sham. The mandri always knows why I'm doing. Mandri knows why I'm doing each and every seva to please and satisfy Sri Krishna and Radharani. I think we're out of time. And tomorrow we'll talk about the spurti of Sripad in terms of seeing these actual sevas. Now, this is a nice point. The first point we're covering is the seva vichara, the mandris. So this particular point I mentioned here about these five questions, we can even apply those to our identity as a sadhaka on a more on a lower level. Why am I doing what I'm doing? Who am I? Why am I wearing neck beads? Why am I chanting? These are very basic, preliminary actions of the very initial sadhaka, is to establish himself in sambandha tattva, in the truth of this religious pursuit. Who is God? These are the basic things. So even it goes there, at every moment there's self-identification. It's called abhiman. And I mentioned several classes before in Bhakti Sandarbha by Sri Jiva Goswami Pad. He quotes one verse, he says, Gopi abhiman, gopi bhav abhiman, siddhir eva bhavati. And he explains there a principle of self-identification. Who am I? Who are you? Hankar and ahankar. True identity and false identity. Who are you? So there he explains, if a sadhak, because it would be a sadhaka, a devotee, a worshipper of Radha Krishna in the mood of devotion, a bhakta, a bhakt, as they say in Hindi, a bhakt. If he has the self-identification, gopi vab abhiman, if he has the abhiman, the mentality, the means the self-identification, he identifies himself or herself as a gopi of Radharani, in a bhav and gopi of Radharani, siddhir bhavati, that itself is perfection. He said that alone, that siddhir eva bhavati, certainly that is perfection. Just having that abhiman. Because Krishna is telling in Gita, in the 8th chapter, in verse 6, yam yam vapi, or verse 3 maybe, or 6, I can't remember. Yam yam vapi smran bhavam, tyajat yanti kalevaram, tam tam evaiti konteya, sadat tad bhavita. Sadat tad bhavat, sadat tad bhav. This is the key line in this verse. 8th chapter of Gita, verse number 3, I think. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajat yante kalevaram. Ante kalevaram, sharira. Ante, at the end of this body, tyajat. When we give up this body at death, tyajat ante kalevaram. 8:6. Thank you, I was right the first guess. Chapter 8, verse 6. Thank you. Yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tyajat yante kalevaram. Tam tam evaiti konteya. Then this is the most important line. Sadata bhavita. That bhav, that abhiman and bhav that we've always been thinking about, always been identifying with throughout our life, that will carry us into our next body. Karmana devanetrena deho patiye. Kapila Shiksha talks about how our karma and the arrangement of demigods and paramatma give our next physical body. So that's the point, that gopi bhav abhiman. So abhiman means that bhavati. So if you're just cultivating your whole life, I'm Radharani's mandri, I'm Radharani's kinkri. And all the details of the 360 varieties of nayaka bhavas, like we were hearing the other day in class, adika and mridu and sama, and it's like, you know, three times three. And then there's two kinds of heroes. There's 180 because one applies to Krishna married and 180 Krishna unmarried. So together there's 360 types of nayaka bhavas in relation to Krishna. And bhamya and prakara and dakshin and mridu dakshin and sama. And it's very, very detailed. It's all in Ujjwala Nilamani. So if you can digest that, and very good, I offer you all the best. But we don't find all that much emphasis. I mean, I haven't found in my studies, nor have I been taught that way, to go so deeply into all of that, nor is there need at this stage of our sadhana. But it depends on what your particular guru teaches you. But the point is that Jiva Goswami and Sandarbha is following the KISS principle. The KISS principle, you know KISS? Chumbak? The KISS principle is keep it simple, stupid. K-I-S-S. KISS. So Bhakti Sandarbha is rather, you know, it's nice, it's perfect. So the Sadhu Goswamis, and of course Ujjwala Nilamani is telling us, because this is the world we're going to, all these things, and we'll have our own svabhav and our own identity, and to have some familiarity with it and the basic bhavas of those key players and your Sangha and your Leela, and then your Sakigan and Parivara, that's essential. But the whole thing, then, if you can, then all the best. But if you know just the few members and theirs, and then that's a good start. So there, that we'll discuss more tomorrow. Shri Radhara Sudhanidhi Ki Jai. Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe, Jai Jai Shri Radhe. Prabhadananda Saraswati Pada Ki Jai, Shri Kartik Devi Radharani Ki Jai, Shyama Kanradha Kundiri Govardhana Ki Jai.